So,
no, exactly. Well, usually the journalist was asked the question, I was supposed to answer them.
Great one, delighted.
No, it was a terrific one. It was a very, very difficult match, first half in particular. Dunfermline denied the space, obviously, you know, they had a game plan and, you know, they allowed our two centre-backs possession of the ball, but as soon as the ball went into the midfield, they really pressed and squeezed the game and we couldn't really find any space to play. And obviously they could have scored right in the dying seconds of the first half. The boy had a free header for a corner, probably should have scored. And we got away with that one. In the second half, I felt that the game was a bit more open. We brought Ross Caldwell in a little bit towards Pizzo. And I think that gave us a little bit more of a threat on possession of the ball in the last third of the pitch. We were maybe a wee bit isolated with Pizzo in the first half. But overall, you know, just happy. Two great goals in terms of picking the right pass at the right time and then good finishes for Ross and Pizzo. So,
great save
that. That's what I said to him in there. I said it was an outstanding save. I think it was Andy Barham's header. So it was a fantastic. He was going one way, saved the other way, stretched the other way. And these are the type of things that, you know, we've not been doing, you know, it's come in against us recently, any kind of wee mistake we've made, we've been punished, but today, the ones, as I said in the first half, just at the end of the first half, we got away with it, and then it's a great save. You don't get away with that because it's a great save. But those are the two opportunities I felt. The rest of the time we defended really well, and as a coach I'm delighted because the first clean sheet we've had, I think, since last year, and it's, you know, that gives you a platform to go and, you know, compete in the game. And if you've got, you know, front players, the front three again worked really hard.
Was that a 4-3-3 you played?
It was a 4-3-3.
Stefan was king looking back.
It was a 4-3-3. It was a 4-3-3. We just, as I say, first half there were more in a straight three, which wasn't the intention. In the second half, as I say, we brought Ross in off the wider a little bit, and it worked better. So, and then obviously we, you know, a wee adaptation when we put Joe more into a central position than Connor on, and it just gave us a wee bit more energy in that side of the pitch. And fortunately we managed to, as I say, to pick the right pass and capitalise on the chances. And then we obviously had a couple of other chances as well, which, you know, final ball, we had a couple of great balls across the box. And, you know, so overall, in a very tight match, we're delighted. I mean, it's a tough match and every game's tough in this division. And, you know, as I said, all credit to Dunfermline, they came here and they gave everything for John, but we took the chances that came our way, and that's the difference.
Looking at the league table today, it's 8 points you're ahead of Dunfermline, but Stranraer drew as well. I don't know if you knew that. It was quite obviously you were preparing, so.
Yeah, obviously the guys tell you, Andy, put it behind your Google. Excuse me. So, but I just said, you know, any chance you get to 1 to 3 points, I'm delighted. If it helps you in terms of narrowing the gap with the teams above you, then great. But we know Forfar won again, and as I keep saying, you know, I think, you know, Stranraer and Forfar have been the two most consistent sides. Brechin been a fantastic run. I know they weren't playing today, so, you know, there's far too many teams competing at this moment in time to say one way or the other. The only thing is, from our point of view, I think we've played a lot better in the last 3 or 4 weeks. We've had good results. This was an important result tonight at home. And so we're just delighted. We'll enjoy the weekend, and then we're waiting for next week. So another very difficult match. So, but as I say, we've got a wee bit of spirit about us now, and hopefully we can take that when we get up to Station Park next week.